This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, bedroom turnoffs. You'll hear about them coming up right after this.
Don't worry, I'm unfurlizable.
Pat, he's got something super going on down there, so you got to be careful.
I know. And Tom, I always wanted a mixed baby. Why not buy somebody as rich as you, Tom? I ain't into white men, but you know I've always been into you.
Again, that's book 8.
I won't do chick, but I do you.
I won't do chick.
Hey, I do not sleep with the help.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
Oh, well, thank you very much for joining us. Got a lot going on here, including an exploration of things in the bedroom that may be a turnoff.
Yes. Well, we learned that Pat likes a little train talk.
Uh-huh. Here comes the choo-choo.
We got an email here. You know who sent us this email? I'm not kidding. Dustin Hoffman.
Really? Mm-hmm. Huh. Interesting.
What it says right here. Hmm. I'm enjoying your model railroading program. I would caution Pat to watch the choo-choo talk. Hmm. Someday his girlfriend might tell him it's her turn to be in the caboose.
Oh.
Would you...
Peg.
Little Steely Dan. Little Steely yes. Dan tribute.
I wonder if the boys
thought of that when they were doing that tune. Those two guys, I'm sure they did, actually. Oh, wait a minute.
Above it.
Can you grab that?
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Donnie, how are you,
sir? Killer. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Had a good Halloween?
I had a good Halloween. I had a great one. Yeah, it was fun.
Man, I knew this year's going to be a good one, basically thanks to Netflix. We had at least 12 little Dahmers last night.
Oh, Donnie.
Well, at least when you think about it, Christy, it ain't hard to pull off. You put peroxide in your hair, you find a pair of Mitch Hedberg glasses, and walk around with a VCR.
Yeah.
But I was prepared. I'll tell you with you. When Dahmers ring the doorbell, come get me, because I'm all about being committed to the costume, man. And they were none the wiser. Normally, we let the kids pick what they want out of the candy dish. But the first Dahmer picked a Milky Way. I said, no, Jeffrey. You're dressed as Dahmer. You ain't getting a Milky Way. You got your choice between a Butterfinger, Zagnut, or a fetal pig we got in the pan.
Oh.
Kids are just more bold nowadays. Time was, you'd see Spider-Man, Batman, or Superman. Not now. We had one small fry show up in an athletic supporter over his face.
Oh, wow. Hmm.
At first, I'm like you, Josh. I thought he was trying to get us Dr. Fauci. But no, he was all proud, said he was the first ever jock-o'-lantern.
Oh, nice.
That reminded me of my best costume ever. One year I dressed up as a sexy cowboy. Uh-huh. Badass. I had a Stetson, bingo boots, a couple six guns.
Yeah.
And women would ask, who are you supposed to be? I'd tell them Clint Eastwood from that one movie. And they'd go, what movie? And I'd tell them, the one with Shirley MacLaine. And two balls for Sister Sarah.
Oh, jeez.
No, I think that's two. What is
and
it?
And if they were fire ass hot, Tom, I'd last them a hog and tell them it was Pale Rider. You know, because the movie last night, movie of the year, you knew it was going to happen. We had about 14 little Elvises.
Oh, okay.
Aww.
But I know when there's more than one, it's supposed to be called Elvi.
Right.
Anyways, most of them dressed up like the young Elvis, blue suede shoes. But right before we turn the porch light off, here comes little TikToker dressed up as Fat Elvis, jumpsuit and all. So I put some Skittles in a pill bottle for him. I should have taken half of them back, told him I was the colonel. I gotta go.
Thank you very much.
You know, I heard Donnie actually took part in a three-way. Is that... But when he was dressed as Clint Eastwood, that
he
one
did? Year.
Yeah, yeah. He had the good, the bad, and the ugly. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Very good. Now,
am I right?
So the top 10 passion killers for men, according to a survey of 2,000 adults conducted by IllicitEncounters.com. Number 10, obvious insecurity.
Yeah.
Ladies, listen up.
Am I doing this right? Am I on the right end of this penis? What's
I don't want to take
out?
My snowsuit off.
Number 9, pets in the bedroom. We got to that earlier. Number 8, too noisy, makes love like a porn star.
That can be, I can see where some guys might be intimidated by that.
Really?
Yeah.
I
especially when you have your mom in the
wanted.
Room next door.
Who's either one being too noisy or the woman? Or
the woman's being too noisy.
So this is a turnoff for the guy.
Yes.
It's over the top.
I'm shocked by this.
Yeah, I've had friends who've... Yeah, you've had it too noisy. Yeah. What'd you do? Did you say, hey, you need to quiet down or...
He strangled. He strangled her.
He just re-chloroformed her. Yeah.
More pillows.
Does it smell like chloroform to you?
Relax. Don't fight it. It'll be fine.
Number 7.
He is a Cosby.
Yeah, that's true. Genetically.
Oh. She's a bad kisser.
Yeah.
Number 6, she smokes. These are on both the lists.
Is there anything worse than a bad kisser?
Nothing worse.
No.
Whew. She smokes.
I don't get past that.
You ever get kissed by somebody who kisses like a mason jar, Tom? You ever do that? Just kind of leave.
I like that, yeah. I want a girl to try to fit my whole head in her mouth.
Really?
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Man, oh man. Like a snake.
Just I don't get saliva in my eyes.
That way you're kind of just easing her up the scale.
Oh boy.
Get saliva in my eyes.
That's right.
Top 10 passion killers for men, according to the survey, number 5. She's more interested in her phone than me.
Yeah.
Well,
but her phone has all the stuff in the world. Why wouldn't she?
And it vibrates.
Yeah.
Number 4, she admits cheating on her lovers.
Yeah, that would make a guy insecure. Yeah.
My rule is you never talk bad about a previous employer. That's always my rule.
Oh, your women were all employed?
I'm just saying.
Okay. Number 3, the big old underwear. Like,
who cares?
Granny panties.
I don't
that's
mind
number.
That.
That's too high.
That's
on the
number
list.
3 on this.
I don't mind that. Yeah.
Number 2, she never initiates sex.
Yeah. Depending on what your love language is, that could
been
be.
Around, yeah. Been around that pot looking for the handle. Yeah.
And the number 1 top 10 passion killer for men. She wants to make love the same way every time.
With you out of the room.
Well, look.
Someone else.
There may be, sometimes women, they have to finish in a certain way.
Yeah. Right. Uh-huh.
And before then, you can do other things, maybe.
But, who wrote the joke, you never tell me when you have an orgasm, and the response is, you're never there. Who wrote
that? Sounds like a Woody Allen joke.
That's amazing.
Remember the Dangerfield joke? Oh, man, my girlfriend loves to talk during sex.
Oh, yeah.
I hate those phone calls.
Pretty good.
She's calling it.
She's on the phone.
With another guy.
Any particular turnoffs in the room you want to review?
I'm a big smells guy. I got a problem with smell.
Would you light candles just to mask?
I like a candle.
Okay.
I like a candle. I don't make a point of it unless there's a problem. And then I power through and then...
There have been problems in the past.
They're very...
Do you mind if I...
I'm a gentleman. No.
No? This is dangerous territory.
Wait, no.
Quiet here.
Pat, you ever throw on that... what's that mask you have to wear at night?
The CPAP?
The CPAP thing?
No.
Have you ever...
That's a turnoff.
I hear that it can happen the next morning. You get started before actually taking it off.
Yeah, that has happened to some people. I've heard anecdotally. No,
yeah, okay.
Not
so you got the Star Wars
that
mask, whatever it is,
not.
On. Mm-hmm. And you lean over.
Well, yeah, people forget about it.
I would think the oxygen intake has to help a little.
Yeah,
bit. Well, it helps the sleeping.
It'd be sexy. You'd feel like Bane.
What about the woman? That would be
what will break first? Your hips or your crack?
I will tell you it was a legal entanglement, if that's the question you're asking.
The smell?
Yes.
I see. Oh. Did you bring that up in court and get some money knocked off your alimony?
No, I believe the judge's reply was, are you kidding me? Stuff like that.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Food in bed, turn off. Anyway.
That's for you, huh?
For you, it is.
It's just the right kind of food. Whipped cream is good. No, ribs chocolate is bad.
Your father dislikes room service.
You don't like your gal munching on a big hoagie while you're
brisket? Later. No, I do not like food in the bed. I hate room service at hotels. I don't.
What is wrong with
breakfast
you?
In bed is like the world's worst idea. Well, it's like, how about breakfast in the shower? No. The bed is for this. Look, there's a nice dining room downstairs with fresh coffee. Yeah. I'll go there.
Breakfast in bed isn't that comfortable.
Yeah, I don't know why that's a thing.
No.
You can have fresh coffee in bed.
I don't want to be sitting
breakfast
in a bed.
Yeah, go get open heart surgery. You'll have a couple breakfasts in bed.
Yeah, I've had that.
Wait a minute, you don't like breakfast in bed either?
I don't. Believe it or not.
Now, do you ever allow...
I'm sure whatever you're saying
now,
is correct,
but if my lady wants a breakfast in bed, I'll happily make her some. And
so, did you ever prop up her head with a pizza box?
Well, the pizza boxes are still there. Yes,
that was my favorite part of the joke.
You know,
when I bully myself.
That's not funny. That's
mean. Isn't that the cruelest of this?
Yes.
He makes you tell your own jokes.
Right.
It's like a bully coming up to you and I punch yourself in the face.
Right.
The implication that you have pizza boxes like people have newspapers and kids can do art projects.
I hear the implication that the woman's dead and you have to prop
her up. Yeah, I thought that too. Or
okay.
No, that's even worse.
I thought it was a doll.
Sorry, that's not the implication.
I did.
Christy, what's your biggest turn off in the bedroom?
Other than Tom.
If you want to last longer, do you just think of Tom?
That's been my trick since middle school.
It backfired?
Let me ask you a different question, and you don't have to answer this. Do you sometimes set the stage so it's quite clear that this is going to happen? Like, is there a certain place you put a candle?
Certain
music you put on? Yeah. Yeah, remote control candles. Are they electric?
They're battery operated, and you have a little thing, and you hit the button, and they come on. You don't have those.
No. Is it a real flame?
No, it's not a real flame.
You can take the girl out of the trailer park.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Come on.
I love these.
And look, watch it. I push this button and the dingle balls come right
out. Real nice.
In front of your window.
He likes the real candles because they hide the smell.
It makes my wood panel walls look so nice.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, y'all. Just
hey! The day we finally broke her.
We got a good all y'all out of her.
I like that. I like the all y'all.
I mean, are they real flames or are they fake?
They're fake.
I just
they
asked that
real.
Question, you incredible jerk.
No. Chick, the thing is, I don't listen to you.
All right.
So, there's sort of, do you have like a.
See, they look like.
Do you have a particular.
They look like this.
Okay, yeah.
Do you have a particular song that you'll
see,
put on?
See, they look like that.
Okay, they look like real candles.
Rose
yeah,
petals
like
leading
real,
to the bedroom.
So, don't have rose petals.
As the flames come up.
This is a hilarious It's Time song.
It's time.
All right.
I'm seeing the robe slowly opening like a theatrical stage.
He walks in dressed as a Victorian woman. Oh, wait. You don't. This is one of your turnoffs?
Oh. Get ready, Chrissy.
Yes,
it's Christy.
Here we go.
Whatever.
Oh, boy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, change it up.
Now you're, yeah.
Now the robe comes off.
The OB is
hey,
being
baby.
Untied.
Your eyes. You're still in panties.
No disguise.
Do you guys, are you into the lingerie thing?
Not really. No. I mean, if it makes her feel sexy, I'm all for it. If not,
I think Tom
I
and I
it.
Agree on this, that tan lines, right?
No, I'm very anti-tan.
Me likey.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, really?
Tan line, having no tan lines implies a professional tanner.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or a nudist.
A professional, okay? A whore.
Oh.
That's what I mean. If you don't have any tan lines, you're out there because you got to put the meat on the street.
Oh, my God.
Okay?
Absolute fact.
Thank you.
Chick. Or tanning bed, one of the two.
That's yeah. exactly yeah. right.
You're not wrong, I don't think.
I think
you are wrong.
I think, no, and then if you walk in and she's tanned from head to toe.
Yeah. Suspect.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were a prostitute. Out! That's what you say?
What song is that?
That's what I say. The Final Countdown.
Final Countdown.
Oh,
is
yes.
Is that Europe?
Yeah, from yeah. That was in that commercial.
No, this is America.
well, thank you very much.
Well, that went well. What do you got over there?
No, I was just, I think this is very exciting.
Hey!
Turnoffs. Now, do you think, in your experience, Josh, do women find it offensive that you stir mac and cheese during?
Now you tell one, Josh.
See, now it's just me. Why don't we say bad things about him?
Doesn't it kind of sound like you're stirring mac and cheese? No, I am. I've got two hands.
You know, that's supposed to be, that's the epitome of a girl that, if it sounds like
right.
stirring mac and cheese, she's ready, baby.
Oh, yeah. You know, you asked it long enough when you hear the chime of your bedside microwave going off. Round two is
ooh, easy, Matt.
Do you have a bedside microwave?
Well, that's only 2 minutes.
Do I have a bedside microwave?
You do, don't you?
Of course. It's next to my bedside rotisserie. Where else would
and
I
the
keep
light
it?
In the rotisserie is so nice. It gives it a sort of yeah. a sexy feel.
A nice
kind of an orangey.
Clothes. Is that a crock pot?
Honey, can you turn the crock pot on? I can't fall asleep.
Sure, I thought we'd have a little smoky guy. You like Swedish meatballs, right,
Let's
man?
Let's throw this at you. Right, so how do you do this when you have little kids? Because never understood how you have sex in the house with little kids there.
How old your youngest?
Because I got divorced at a young when my kids were young, so I never had this issue. But
Chrissy.
What?
He hasn't had
his
extra
sex. Oh, okay. Look at his face. He's not going to answer you.
Yeah, you're right.
Just telling you.
Do you have a lock on the door? Or do you have a...
You just tie him up outside, right?
I tell you.
You stake him out.
Tie him all to the same stake. They run around.
Do you do like
bus? Well, it's really dark outside. Time to hop on your bikes. I want a full circle the block. It's 22 minutes.
I got time.
22 minutes.
Bob used to always say, that his parents would drop them off at a movie.
Oh, no kidding.
Or throw quarters outside and tell them to go
find them. Well, throwing quarters outside is amazing.
In the grass.
Yeah.
We got about a half hour.
And the old trick is you throw out you throw out 10 and say, there are 12 of them out there.
Oh, that's perfect.
That way I mean, they get plenty of them. They go, hey, there's two more. We're going to go. I know we didn't clear the fence. I was watching.
Oh, yeah.
Once again, we're talking about the
passion killers.
Top 10 passion killers. Once again, number one.
I think bad breath is right up there for me.
Well, there's nothing like that on this list.
I know. I'm surprised by that. But that, I think, goes with the smell.
Smells.
Yeah, the smell.
Not really, though, because in the morning, you can still have bad breath. And, dude, I do not care.
You can't kiss, though.
Oh no. I don't care. At that point,
Different.
It's the morning breath. They're a smoker. They have big underwear. Grow up. It's the most fun thing in the world. Have a good time.
Yeah, it is.
It's right there. I mean, there's no problem.
It's laying next to you.
But I think some of the really funny ones are a pet. And if you read deep in this article, a cat coughing up a hairball. That may be a little distracting.
Of course it is.
I also think baby talk is just the worst.
Oh, I've never had, thankfully,
yeah,
many people do that.
No.
You don't lovey-dovey me, baby?
Adam Sandler must never get laid.
Well, I'll bet he does just fine.
Perhaps you should look at my bank account.
Oh, look at this. That's a fine quality H2O.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.